We're learning Shmiras Haloshin Perek Tesvav in Shar HaTevuna. In the English edition, that's page 344. And other Svarim, it's Perek Tesvav. The Perek Zeh says the Chavetz Chaim, Yovoyar Loshin Hara Sheba Al Yidei Mashin Aseh Kehefker V'yeyush Be'enei Eze Anoshin. We will discuss that one of the reasons, once again, we're still discussing that topic of Kol Gehenim, as the Chavetz Chaim was telling us the acronym, one of the reasons why people speak Lashon Hara is because they feel it's impossible. It's impossible not to refrain from speaking Lashon Hara. So they throw in the towel. If it's not possible, there's only one of two ways. Either I don't speak anything, which that's not going to work. I will talk. And if I will talk, so then it must be, okay, you know what? We're going to have to speak Lashon Hara. That's just the way it is. That's the mindset the person has. That's what the Yetzer Hara, tells the person. Now let's explain this topic. V'yesh shesibosan hu mitzad ha-yeyush. There are those people who speak Lashon Hara because of yeyush. Meaning what? The hainu shayetzim efatu oysom. The Yetzer Hara persuades them. She'i asher le'ish medini klal lamoid v'zeh. It's not possible for an average person, for a person to protect himself, to prevent himself from speaking Lashon Hara. Im lo yishiyifresh legamei min yoni ha'olam. Unless he becomes a hermit. Unless he totally excludes himself from any aspects of socializing with other people. And that's impossible. You're going to have to be involved with people. And then they put themselves in the words of the Gemara. Now, isn't it beautiful how people, as we discussed, how someone read the words of the Mishnah Berurah wrong, and then he said how you could wear the tefillin past the hairline. Isn't it beautiful how people are always so religious to do the Aveira? He says, the kulon b'loshon hara. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, the kulon b'loshon hara. It's kuf samach dalam and beis to samach hem and aleph on the top. The Gemara discusses that everyone falls in this trap of speaking Lashon Hara, which this Gemara has to be clarified and explained. Al kein hey misyayishin legam mishmir zehinyan. Therefore, people are miyayish, they give up hope. Because if the Gemara says we all speak Lashon Hara, so they figure, listen, I'm included in that category. Uve emes zuhi ta'os gedoyla. This is a big mistake. The imkein la matzivsa atayra alze beloisa say. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us a very important klal. The rule is as follows. If the Torah HaKdoshah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do something, that means there is that bechira, that free choice, which is given to a person as to whether or not he will transgress or not transgress. It's a very extremely important point, which applies to every single loisa say in the Torah. There are certain behaviors which are becoming accepted in the world that we live in, and different states, and they promote certain behavior as the norm. What do you expect? If there's a loisa say in the Torah says not to do acts of immorality, then that means there is free choice that a person can prevent himself from doing things. That's the starting point. There's a much bigger topic, which is not for now at all. But that's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. If the Torah says, don't speak Lashon Hara, that means we have free choice whether we'll choose to speak Lashon Hara or not to speak Lashon Hara. Halo yaduhu de'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bob, it's Trunian Briyosov, turning the page in some editions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come to enforce laws on Klal Yisrael unless we're able to pass these tests. Very important klal. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tchunim b'r Yosef. V'hava leila toyer lichtoy, the Torah should have written, Dover zerak binin hamidos. If that's true, if that was really true, that this is beyond the person's comprehension and the capability and control, that he cannot control himself in speaking Lashon Hara not, it should have been categorized in the character traits. Midos. Extra credit, so to say. Not only to use the extra credit, but midos chasidus. But not as a mitzvah. Kimo yivishar midos kedoshis. Like, oh, the midos kedoshis. Certain people are able to reach higher levels, and certain people are not. But as a mitzvah? Not as a mitzvah. Shenemaris rak la'anashim yechidim. That if it should have been, if it's not in my control, it should have been placed in the category of just midos. Alavadai, however, since that's not the case, the yoitzer ha'adam, some bekoyach kol ish v'ish miyisrael, the yoitzer ha'adam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of man, imbued inside each and every one of us, shimrak yosim eina v'liboy al derochov, yuchol hizar mizeh, that if we pay attention, and if we focus on this midah, on this mitzvah, not midah, on this mitzvah of Shmiras HaLoshon, we will be able to prevent ourselves from violating this Isser. Ukedeisa b'sifrei parashas Azinu, the Pasuk says in Dvarim and Azinu, Kel emuno ve'ein ovel, he is a faithful God with no iniquity. What does this mean? Shaloi bora b'nei adam liyotzer shoyim, elo liyotz tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create us to be evil people, but rather to be righteous people. Pirush, di lav hachi, yesh chas hashom ovel b'chuka yizborach alo inish shemanishim achar kach. Because if not so, that wouldn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man, doesn't give him free choice, and then punishes him for his actions? How can we understand that? Doesn't add up. V'cheinu ha'yimer, it says in Kehelis, Asher also lakim es ha'odam yosher, Hashem created man straight, behemo bikshu cheshbonus rabim. And man started doing other things, cheshbonus rabim. They decided to have other ideas, different plans. V'kazeh yisa b'tanchuma parashas Bereishis. Now he brings from the Medrash Tanchuma to elaborate on this point, where man has free choice. Hashem created us one way, and we can choose, which is the direction we'll choose in life. Because there is a bit on human passions, braces, zealous shine, I shall also like him as Adam Yosha. Loy Barakadish Baruch, who snickered Sadek Yosha, as Adam at Salmoy, Elekidil Yos Sadek Yoshka Mayu. Why did Hashem create man? Hashem created man to be Medame, to act in the ways of Hashem, to misdame to his creator. To be a tzaddik and a straight, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person will ask the question, if that's true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to misdame l'koinoi, to follow the footsteps of his creator, so why did Hashem create the Yetzirah, which it says about the Yetzirah that the Yetzirah is the Ra Minura, the Hashem has created this evil inclination from the beginning of time for the beginning of the person's life. Answers the Medrash Tanchuma to this question. You say that this the inclination of man is bad. Who can make it good? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responds, Ato asisa isay ra. You, the human being, you made it ra. What pops into my head as we're learning this Tanchuma is a beautiful sight of the wilderness, of nature. You take a bird's eye view from high above. Google Earth or whatever you would do. You get a beautiful view. And you see the river flowing. And you see the trees. And then you spot something. You know what you spot? A Pepsi can. A Pepsi can in the river. And a Snickers bar on the side. And someone's dirty sneakers that they left over there also. And you're going closer and closer. And like, what is going on over here? This is the moshe I like to express to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world. And people came along and littered and made this beautiful world dirty. That's what we're saying here. This Midrash Tanchum is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with the ability to choose. But good is imbued in the person as well. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Asisa Yisrei Rashim, says you made it bad. Tina Kavas Lo Havas V'lo Yichotos. Nis Gadalto V'chotos. What does that mean? Pirush, Sha'odam Mamshecho Yisrei Alatzmai B'maisav Inyonov. A person brought this on himself. Kadosh Baruch Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Koyech Lo'odam L'yos Moshe Olof. Hashem created man to rule over himself. The Yetzahara was created to be an eved to the person. To help the person with whatever he needs to reach the purpose of his existence. As it says, V'ata timshol boy. And you will rule over it. Referring to here, as the Medrash Tanchum is explaining, as the Yetzahara. Uksiv mefanik menoyer avdoi v'goymer havadvar marukim. And he says, the Tanchuma concludes over here, that a person who coddles his Yetzahara in his youth will pay the price in his later. Meaning that if he gives in when he's younger and he accustoms himself always to do the wrong thing, that's how he trains himself. There's a halacha not to bring little children to shul. Children who are not at the age of chinuch do not belong in shul. Not only do they not belong in shul, it's an avera. It's disturbing the basic nesses, Kedusha's basic nesses. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us in the Mishnah Berurah, in these halachas, that one who trains his children incorrectly and brings them to shul and they run around, they have a lack of derech eretz for the shul. And then they just talk in shul when they want to talk in shul and they're never reprimanded. So they learn incorrectly. So guess what happens? They get older, they do the same thing. That's why they talk in shul also. What's wrong? That's what they came to shul for, right? So he's telling us if we don't attack this Yetzirah in its youth, when a person is younger, it's much harder now than to change gears when one's older. He's set in his ways already. The point of this Tanchuma is that a person does have the ability to choose. V'kama devarim koshim yesh bo'ilam yoyisem yetzahara morim imenu. It's interesting that the Shmir Soloshin here says there are even those things which are more bitter than the Yetzirah, more difficult than the Yetzirah. What is he referring to? V'atem amtikinoisen, and it becomes sweetened even afterwards. Enochamar minat tumrisen. Tumrisen is a type of food which has to be cooked 7 times in order to make it sweet. V'at shoyki the sholkon al hamtikon b'mayim shiva pomim ad shu musuk. You have to cook it again and again 7 times until you sweeten this bitter food of a tumrisen. So too by the mustard and the slaf, caper bush, caper berry. They're very bitter at first. Just like these tormisen that are bitter at first, and yet you work on them to sweeten them. The Yetzirah, which is Masav Yadech, Hashem gives over the Yetzirah, you should rule over the Yetzirah. You can rule over the Yetzirah. You can control your speech. This is the point we want to bring out for today's shir. The Yetzer Hara tells a person, it's impossible. It is just impossible to refrain from speaking Lashon Hara. When we leave this door, this room today, and we walk out, we have to know that's not true. It is possible. Now look how he explains the next two paragraphs, that Gemara, which we started with in Bav Basra. B'chein hunan v'nyaneinu. So too in our discussion. Shim ha'adam yitein eino v'liboi al derochov. That if a person concentrates and focuses, not to speak Lashon Hara, v'yemuskom etzloi lishmor pischei piv. And this is step number one. One of the first steps. It's muskom etzloi. He decides, I will guard, I will watch the words that come out of my mouth. I will open my mouth when it's necessary to open my mouth. But I will not open my mouth to speak forbidden speech. Words that are harmful and words that are hurtful. He will not fall short. Chazal tell us, one who wants to be tahor, Hashem says, I will help you. You want to protect yourself from this midah, this mitzvah raw of this lashon hara, this loisah say, and the asays, not to violate it, I will help you. Habolitar mesai no say. Chamaisha omru chazal, shimodim roitzli is tzaddik, as Chazal tell us, person wants to be a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Lo'i Malach, Hashem gives him a malach. Shemisnagi Mo'i B'derech Tzaddik, that will help him in this pathway to be a tzaddik. If Adam writes Li'es Chassid, person wants to be a pious individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Lo'i Malach, Shemisnagi Mo'i B'derech Chassid, that will help him reach his goal of being a chassid. What we've just said is that a person has to agree and make up to himself. This is usur. I cannot make fun of people. Shmir Saloshin. There are lavin. There are asin. There are different words that I cannot say. Even though we live in a country where they promote freedom of speech. Anything you want. Anything goes. Everything's all right. However, we know, we have a higher standings, higher laws. That's step number one. And that's step number one. That even the thought process alone creates that malach. That malach is there, will help us to guard our mouths and not to speak forbidden speech. Now he explains that Gemara, which we mentioned earlier. The Gemara tells us, we'll ask the question, v'kulam b'lashon hara. Everyone violates the system of Lashon Hara, so how can we understand that I can prevent it? Mash Omru Chazal, this that the Gemara Bav Basra Daf Kuf Samachay tells us, L'kulam b'Lashon Hara. Everyone speaks Lashon Hara. Alay Simu Al Zeh Tekef B'Lashon Hara Sakadaitich. The Gemara says, wait a minute. You're saying everybody speaks Lashon Hara? That's unavoidable. Everyone speaks Lashon Hara? Oila, daitcha, is that what it means? Ela eima ba'avak Lashon Hara. No. It doesn't mean everyone speaks Lashon Hara. It means people speak the dust. Avak is the dust. It's like when you walk in the ground and your foot hits the floor and it picks up a little dirt, a little dust. It's the dust of Lashon Hara. Not the actual 100% bona fide Yisurim of Lashon Hara, but the Avak Lashon Hara. Now, look what he brings to the Ma'arsha. Look what he brings to the Ma'arsha in regards to this Avak Lashon Hara. So a person might think, okay, Lashon Hara, I don't have an excuse to speak all of Lashon Hara because we see it doesn't mean really that we all speak Lashon Hara. 348. But maybe Avak Lashon Hara, that I have no choice. I fall in the category. Kulam Avak Lashon Hara. To that he says that's incorrect as well. The Maharsha explains, the Maharsha Amar Kulam. This that the Gemara says, Kulam B'Lashon Hara, Hay Narakshi Im Ha'adam, Lo Yitein Einav, V'Liboy Adiburoy. The person does not focus on the words he says, V'Yaniach Leisoy Ativoy, and he just leaves it for his nature, just naturally, he'll say what he wants to say, then bevadai kulam yikoshlu boy. Then definitely people will stumble with the iser of avak lashon hara. V'loy kumay gezel v'arayis, not like stealing and immorality, which the Gemara discusses there as well. Da'af im yaniach oisay al tivay yuchal gam kein lafamil hinotzel mizeh al eizaz man. That if a person will just leave gezel, the avarus of gezel and arayis to his nature, it could be over there he'll, for the most part, most of the time, prevent himself from those yisurim. Mashen came by lashon hara. However, by lashon hara, it's not the same. By lashon hara, shutolei b'diburoi. By lashon hara, it depends on his mouth. Therefore, the Maharsha is teaching us, when it says kulam b'lashon hara, it means kulam b'avak lashon hara. That most people transgress the avak lashon hara. Not the actual real lashon hara, but the dust of lashon hara, which is not for today to discuss what that really means. And even that says the Maharsha, we can prevent ourselves if we focus and we concentrate to watch the words we say. We have to be aware of our actions. And our actions here, says the Maharsha, means the speech. Then even everyone can be clean and have a clean slate of these averus of avak lashon hara. How so? He realizes, I have to focus, I have to concentrate. It's not just hefker. The words that come out, they're not just whatever they come out. I don't just leave my speech. Oh, well, that's, you know, like we said, the expression, you know, no offense, but. Right, exactly. Famous last words. No offense, but. Yeah, right? And the person who punches him back in the face, no offense, but either. What do you mean, no offense, but? Where does that come from, no offense, but? It's something that people hear, and they figure, I'll insult you, but before I insult you, I'll tell you, I'm about to insult you. Yeah, disclaimer, exactly. There's no such thing as a disclaimer in this regard. No offense, but. Here we're saying, since that ability of no offense but exists, you know what that means? That means we have to tell ourselves there is no such thing as disclaimer. We have to make sure that we are on guard. Person has to tell himself, I am on guard. Chazal never intended to mean that a person is not able to prevent himself from speaking lashon hara. Chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas. There's no such thing like this. This is a beautiful example where a person can take the words of Chazal, totally misunderstand them, take them out of context without understanding what. Have the Mefarshim explain what Chazal mean and say, oh, that's it. Shalom alay nafshi. What do you expect from me? V'ayim b'agdama shebi'arno davar zeh b'arucho. Chavetz Chaim says, look in the Agdama to the Shmius Aloshin where I explain this at length. Let's just see one small more paragraph and then we'll end for today. V'yesh sibas heregel avoynei bo'aloi mitzay dehefke. And then we have this reason of Hergil, that a person accustoms himself, that this, it makes it, the person accustoms himself to do this Aveira, and he makes it like Hefker, like it's ownerless. This, no rules. Dahainu shuroye shadabri zehu hafke ba'ini arbe b'ni odim. Vav nesin harabim. He sees, you know what, people, they just do it. Everybody speaks Lashon Hara. But nechsha ba'ineim lovin klal, al kin srash li yodim nishmirosai. When one person breaks the rule, another person breaks the law, and another person breaks the law, other people say, you know what? I can do it also. Nothing happens to them. It must not mean anything. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue and pick up again with this paragraph of discussing this concept, this idea, where we see it's hefker by everyone. How does that apply to me? Have a wonderful day.